the year of the snake, one of the 12 animals on the Chinese zodiac. If you ever wondered where the tradition comes from, my next guest has that story. Catherine Little, the author of 12 in a Race. It's a children's book that takes readers through the origins of the Chinese zodiac. Catherine, good morning.
Good morning, David. Happy year of the snake.
Thank you very much. Now, your zodiac sign is determined by the year you're born in. The origins come from this Chinese folktale. Tell me about that story.
Well, in the folktale, the emperor calls for a race, mm-hmm. and animals come. And during the course of the race, there's intrigue, just like in the Great Race, and the animals help each other and sabotage each other and finish in a certain order. And of course, the rat finished first, so the rat is the beginning of the zodiac sign. The pig finished last, so the pig is 12th. But of course, there are lots of other animals in the world, so these are the best 12. And we're sort of in the middle of the zodiac wheel right now with the year of the snake.
And tell me about what the year of the snake, what do people born in this year, what marks it?
Well, the year of the snake is a renewal year, and snake year people are said to be charming and wise. And what part of that comes from the story of snakes might not necessarily be good racers, but for much of the Great Race, the snake was riding with horse. And so it was in the end that snake slithered off horse and frightened horse. And so snake came in sixth and horse came in seventh. And to this day, snakes and horses don't seem to get along very well.
Let me talk about dragons, because that's me. I'm a baby of a year of the dragon. You've written a book about Dragon's Dilemma called Dragon's Dilemma. Tell me all about the characteristics for Year of the Dragon.
Well, when I first started reading 12 in a Race, mm-hmm. Children would ask me, I don't understand how this little rat could win the race, because Dragon was in the race.
And
Dragon is the biggest, the fastest, and the only one who can fly. So what happened to Dragon? And so I had to come up with a story that was consistent with Chinese dragon characteristics. And dragons are said to be confident, fearless, and proud. And so I thought maybe Dragon was a little overconfident at the beginning and didn't think that he needed to take this race that seriously. But Chinese dragons are also very helpful when they can be, and they take responsibility for things like rain and water. And so in the course of the story, my dragon comes upon a village that is desperate for water and decides to stop and help. And that's where Dragon got delayed and only came in fifth in the race.
What are you? What is your year?
Mai was born in the year of the rooster.
What marks a rooster?
Practical and observant are the two traits that I highlighted in my book, 12 in a Race. And I think most people would agree that I'm pretty practical and somewhat observant.
I understand it was your son who inspired you to reimagine the folk tale in the form of the children's book, 12 in a Race. Tell me about your son.
Well, my son is almost 23 years old now.
Yeah.
But I wrote the first manuscript for 12 in a Race when he was around 4 or 5 years old. I was looking for a way to pass on this story to him, but the books I found were not appealing to somebody who was used to rhyming books and big, colorful pictures. And so I thought I would try to write the rhyme, and I did. I sent it around to a bunch of publishers back then, and nobody wanted to publish the book, so I put it away, continued my career as a teacher, and did some other writing and educational textbooks and so on. But in 2020, and the midst of the pandemic lockdowns, I thought I'd try again. And that's when I reached out to Plumleaf Press.
Mm-hmm.
And Plumleaf Press is headed by Maggie Goh, who is from Singapore. And she's familiar with the story of the Great Race. And she got back to me right away and said that she wanted to publish the book and knew the perfect illustrator, who would have been Sai Kimura.
I've got to ask you about your favorite part. Because you not only is this book out in bookstores, but you take it into classrooms, you take it into young kids. What do you love, particularly at the time of Lunar New Year and the opportunity to do that?
I've had so many great opportunities to share this story with mm-hmm. so many families in schools, libraries, and also once at the Ontario Science Centre.
Mm-hmm.
And what I love best is when families come up and say, we love this book. And we love the rhyme. My children ask for it over and over again. And I'm getting now a few photographs and things on my Instagram account of families showing me that they read this story last night, because last night was Lunar New Year's Eve. And so they decided to share my story again. And I think that this story is accessible. I've signed so many of these stories for adults who said that the book is for them because they never had a storybook like this when they were little. And they just wanted to have something that was a part of the tradition.
You're of Hakka Chinese
I am.
Descent. What is your favorite tradition with this Lunar New Year?
Well, we always get together as an extended family. Mm-hmm. So every year the table seems to need to get a little bigger, but we have 17 who usually have dinner together.
That's a big table.
Well, we need two now in a lot of restaurants. And we did that over the weekend because people have busy schedules and all the grandchildren start to work and stuff like that. And we also exchange red pockets. But of course, I used to get red pockets, but now I have to give them.
that's your role in life. Catherine,
right.
Yeah, look, thank you so much for telling us all about this and for bringing your book, 12 in a Race. Fantastic.
Thank you.
That's Catherine Little, who's the author of 12 in a Race. She'll be doing book readings throughout the Lunar New Year season, including one today at the Toronto Public Library's Gold Hawk Park branch. She'll also be part of the Toronto Symphony Orchestra's Lunar New Year celebration happening on February the 8th.